For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Come here, big boy. Come here.
The barks of these dogs might be interpreted as happiness because most of them will soon be on their way to new homes in the mid-Atlantic and northeastern states. They're being cared for now at the Mary Ann Morris Animal Society in Bamberg, known as Mamas for short. It's a dog rescue that since 2008 has been a no-kill shelter. Director Ruthie Risch said Mamas has been very successful in placing dogs for adoption out of state. Starting slowly, Mamas developed a transport relay system that carries homeless dogs in South Carolina to new homes from North Carolina to Maine and Vermont.
We started out sending 5 dogs a week, and then we decided to start doing it every other week. So it's grown from that now to now we send, usually it's around 25, but we have sent as many as 38 on each transport.
Through a branch rescue operation in Virginia, Mama's dogs are posted on a pet finder site. Risch said as they get interest in adoptions or foster homes, dogs are sent along a relay network every 2 Saturdays.
They'll leave Saturday morning around 6:30, and they travel as far as Baltimore. Sometimes they go a little further, but as a general rule, it's Baltimore is the cutoff for the night. Someone hosts them for the night, the ones that are going further. And they hop back on the transport around 8 o'clock the next morning, and that's when it branches off.
Connie Delaney is a volunteer transport driver, meeting the driver from Bamberg and taking dogs from Columbia to Richburg, or sometimes High Point. Talking to her, it's obvious she loves what she does.
If you can take an hour out of your day and save a life, or save 20 lives, there's no reason not to. I got into this accidentally about 6 years ago, and it's something that I would rather do than eat.
Great pains are taken to assure the dogs are compatible with their new homes, Risch said. Mamas even has a cat to help.
We're a dog shelter, but we do have Toby, and his job is to tell us whether dogs like him, because a lot of rescues and adopters want to know that. So we will do cat testing like that. Sometimes they want to know, is this a dog that would do well with children? So our rescue coordinator, Mary, has small children, so she'll bring her little girls up and we'll kid test the dog. We've even been asked to pig test or bird test.
Mamas has moved thousands of dogs north to good homes, and manager Dondra Gardner told why she thinks the demand there is so great.
They're more pet responsible up there than they are down here. They want their dogs spayed, neutered, so there's not the overabundance that there is here where they're allowed to breed and breed and breed. They're just roaming the streets here.
A former bookkeeper, Gardner expressed a passionate love of animals.
I have been asked why I quit my bookkeeping job to do this. They always say, we know you don't make no money doing that. No, I don't. It does not line my pockets, but it fills my soul.
While Mamas does adopt out some dogs locally, the small population of Bamberg County can't absorb the number of stray animals at the shelter. Fortunately, the out-of-state adopters have come to the rescue, and they keep in touch frequently. The new owners often write and send photos of their pets, and Gardner said the lengths they go to make them happy can occasionally be extreme.
My very first dog that I adopted out, I got a picture with her and her very own pony. So she sent me pictures of the dog riding her pony.
Risch said if the South could adopt some of the policies of the northern states, the overpopulation of pets could be corrected here as well. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.